Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shir. This is the third shir, B'siyata D'Shemaya. We've already seen a flos mitoras Hashem. We're in the Rambam, continuing our Rambam Hilchos Melachim series. Pil A Plaot, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem, Baruch Hashem. Anachnu beperek He Alacha Bet. V'ra'inu Bayot Stirot B'kesher La... Milchemet Mitzvah. So, is Melech Leikuva? Is Melech not Leikuva? Do you need a king? The Urim V'Tumim. Are Urim V'Tumim necessary? So, now we're continuing on again based on the Torah of Moreinu Rabbeinu Zitzal. The Gemara in Sanhedrin brings a Havamina, and the Yerushalmi, it's actually a Maskana, that we learn that you need a Sanhedrin from the Pasuk of Lifnei Elazar Kohen Yamud. The Gemara darshins that you need to ask the Sanhedrin before you go to war. And the Kuli Alma, you learn from this Pasuk, the Din of the Mishnah, that you only ask the Urim V'Tumim. Who asks the Urim V'Tumim? Melech of Beis Din u'Mishat Tzibur Tzarich Bo. And that's learned from that pasuk as well. Lifnei Elazar HaKohen Yamod. So you're learning both. You're learning that you ask the Sanhedrin before you go to war. And that you ask the, who asks the Urim V'Tumim? So, we have to be makdim, the din of Urim V'Tumim l'kiddush ha-zora. In Shavuos, and if you daled amar aleph, the Gemara says that you require Urim V'Tumim to be makadish the azora, just like you require a melech, and you require a navi, and you require a beis din of 71. So it would appear, וזה תחילת חידוש דברינו, שזה שצריך אורים ותומים, it's not pshat that you need to be מקדש through these four things, מלך נבי בית שלעין אחד אורים ותומים. That these four things are פועל לקידוש of the עזר. לושן הרמב״ם, בסבחיר 611, אין מוסיפים על העיר או על העזוריס, אלא על פי מלך ועל פי נבי, ובאורים ותומים ועל פי סנהדרין של עין אחד. You're only allowed to add on to the city or to the Azores with the base על פי מלך, base על פי נובי, ובאורים ותומים ועל פי סנהדרין של עין אחד. אז אם יש לך אוזן רגישה, שמת לב that we said על פי, the Rambam writes על פי for all of them except for אורים ותומים. The Rambam doesn't write Al-Pi, just writes Urim V'Tumim. But the Rambam is that Kviya, Kiddush, Hakiddush is done, the sanctification of the Azor is done based on Melech and Avi and Beis Din. And the Din Urim V'Tumim is a Din in their Kviya. In other words, the Kiddush is established by those three. And there has to be a Hirah from the Urim V'Tumim to make the Kiddush. Only when the Urim V'Tumim, then the Kviyas HaKiddush works for those three, with those three things. And that's why it works out very nicely in the Gemara, that Tezayin, Machlekes, Amoroim, if in the Mishnah it says, B'chol Elu, B'chad Ne'elu, all these things, one of these things. So one opinion says there, that Kiddush HaShem and Kishel HaShaita, V'lo Kishel HaSid Labo, V'ezel Kiddush HaKadosh Afo, B'Pi, D'lo Av Urim V'Tumim, that the Kiddush Rishayna is not Lasi Lavo, and Ezra was a Makadish, even though they were not Urim V'Tumim. So you see that Echad Me'elu. So why does it say Dafka Urim V'Tumim? There was also no Melech. We see later on that there was no Melech. So based on what we said, the Gemara says Urim V'Tumim, Because if you need b'chol elu, when there's no Urim v'Tumim, not only are you lacking a melech b'kiddushah zoh, you also don't have a basin and a navi, you don't have anything. And that's what the Gemara says Urim v'Tumim. Because it's telling you that if you lack Urim v'Tumim, then the kviya with those three things, it doesn't hold. In other words, now you're lacking melech, you're lacking a navi, you're lacking a basin, because the Urim v'Tumim is sort of what opens up the door, what enables you to make the kiddush. If you lack Urim v'Tumim, then you can't. Then the other, you can't say that you have the other three. The other three alone don't work, because the Urim v'Tumim is like the prerequisite for the other three. So that's why the Gemara says, Urim v'Tumim, because it's trying to show that you don't require Kol Elu. And without Urim v'Tumim, you don't even have one of them. Not only are you lacking Melech, you're also lacking Basin and Navi. And therefore the Gemara says, Dafka, Urim v'Tumim. Because Urim v'Tumim is the prerequisite for the other three. If you need all four, then you need Urim v'Tumim as well. The other three don't work without the Urim v'Tumim. And when you lack Urim v'Tumim, essentially you lack Urim v'Tumim. You don't have any of them without Urim v'Tumim. None of them hold. So therefore, it must be a Chod Me'el. They only need one. For that, you don't need Urim v'Tumim. But for all of them, you need Urim v'Tumim. So the Ritva comments that from Kiddush Ezra, there's a raya that you don't need Urim v'Tumim. Because again, Kiddush Ezra was done without Urim v'Tumim. And Kiddush Yishon and Kiddush HaShadik Yavol Kiddush HaLasilo wasn't ready holy. It wasn't just a Zecher. So how are they Makadish? It must be that you don't need all of them. But he says the Ritva, how do we know that Shigam Ilach Sagi Be'echad Min Kol Elu? How do you know that one is enough? Because maybe you need all of the three. You're right. Urim v'Tumim you don't need. Maybe you need the other three. Based on what we said, the chesaron and ritumim is the chesaron of all of them. And if it's enough of that and ritumim, it must be that anything is enough, even one of them is enough. But you can't say that you need the other three and you don't need ritumim, because they don't count as three. Elamai, that's why you have to say that all you need is one of them, and that's why you can go without the ritumim. But if you need the other three and you have the ritumim, the other three wouldn't count. So it must be sagi b'choldu, one is enough. You saw that double, that's the gedol of the Urim v'Tumim again. That the kiddush is made with the melech based in Shalayin Aleph v'Novi. And the Urim v'Tumim allows you to make the kiddush. There has to be, their kiddush only works if there's a halachah from the Urim v'Tumim to do the kiddush. As you saw that double, she'agedol hukach be'Urim v'Tumim, is because ein din Urim v'Tumim din halachah la'anhaga k'nevuah. The din of Urim v'Tumim is not a psak to act a certain way, like a nevuah. It is a chiyuv l'shmua we call navi. And Basin and Melech are also together hayoi. So that's not pshat in the Urim v'Tumim. Urim v'Tumim is not a pshat that you have. It's a psak, but rather it's a hoidah. It's informative. It's a gili, it's a revelation, it's a beichul dvorim. It's being mevar for us, al nidon v'sheilan, whatever we're asking about. It's not a psak to act a certain way, it's a beichul. Because of that, b'kiddush ha'zor gamkein. All we need is this gili for the kviya. You need a gili that you can make this kiddush. But it's not up to the Urim v'Tumim to be kovei the kiddush. It's not pshat that the mitzius of the kiddush is made with the Urim v'Tumim. Pshat is that the Urim v'Tumim is telling you that you can make the kiddush, but the kiddush is not done through the Urim v'Tumim. V'zeh ram v'u'ar m'dvrei Yerushalmi b'perek Aleph halacha Gimel l'inyan kiddush azara b'melech Navi v'Urim v'Tumim. Amar Rav Zeira, Tani Taman, Novi Yeshkan, Urim V'Tumim, Lama Nitzorich. In fact, you'd say, well, if you have a Navi, then what do you need the oil and the tumim for? Ashkachani Rabbi Yehuda Oymel Tzarechu B'tumim. No, you found Rabbi Yehuda says that you need the oil and the tumim. As Mamam Teretz. Nechon, Shetzarechu and the tumim. If they were agreeing here, but as Kasha was, if you have a Navi, what do you need the oil and the tumim for? So how does it help to say that you need the oil and the tumim? We know you need the oil and the tumim. The question is why? So what's Pshat Yerushalmi? Ayin Shem B'nei Moshe? Chuk Me'ad Vim Shem Ach Lomdim Yashirun Shalam De Kama? Kama Kshem Yesh Yerushalmi? Kama Tzik Lamol, Lavod, Lavin, Lityagya, Kama Bavi, Kamban? Az Nira, Be'ekdem Ma Shekshah Toso, Tosos and Shuis, and that Tezvo Vona Avdim Ma Tzorchen Tassu asks, Gemara says, B'mishkan, you learn from the Mishkan that L'Doros, you need Uri B'tumim, I by a comment that Mishkan Aaron wasn't yet a Kohen, so there was no Urim B'Tumim. If Aaron wasn't yet a Kohen, during the days of the Miluim, so there was no Urim B'Tumim. So how can it be that for Kiddush HaMishkan, you need Urim B'Tumim? Aaron wasn't yet a Kohen. So what do the Urim B'Tumim count for? No Urim B'Tumim. So I ain't Shem B'Tayis Shalot Tilsu. The Ritva writes in the Eshet Teretz, the cave Vishlomer, the cave of Shamar Moshe, Koshni Maravisa, Harekan Urim Bitumim. Since he tells Moshe, whatever I show you, we have the Urim Bitumim. For Kana Ben Shoel, what does Kachol Asher Nani Maravisa have to do with the Urim Bitumim? Maybe Kuchol Asher Ani Ma'ar is a Navi. How do you know it's a Din Urim B'Tumim? Whatever I show you by the Navi, not by Urim B'Tumim. As Mechi Teisi, we're dealing with Urim B'Tumim. As Narami Zeh, Arpi Amaril Diskin, Amaril Diskin, Fursam, Besof Chayil Lesheni, Beksofim, Bini Nevuas Moshe, Bas Baklari, Ami Iro, Ayin Shem Shukotev, Shishar Nevuot, the Pitaron for the Nevuah, the explanation of the Nevuah is the Navi himself. Because the math, as it goes down little by little, it's misgashim, and the Navi has to figure out the pshat. But by Moshe Rabbeinu, his soul was so pure, the Navi came in a pure way, the pitaron was lefi hanevuah. He didn't need to interpret it. It was very clear, because Moshe Rabbeinu's holy soul. And for that reason, we understand why Yigzeiras Navi Chozeres, Urim B'Tumim Ein Chozeres, whatever comes down from Kodesh Baruch Hu explicitly, you can't retract. But in Navi, it's not explicit. In other words, we have a Pitaron Emoshi. Pitaron Shel Sechel Emoshi. So we have another Korach involved. So the Meir Chozer Boy, he's Batel, he means Batel, Mashen Kim Urim B'Tumim. So that's all when it comes to a Navi. Mashen Kim Urim B'Tumim. Shehim Meirim U'metavim Divreim! That's why it's called Urim B'Tumim. Urim B'Tumim, because it shines. It's complete. It's MS. So that can't be Mizbatel. So that's the Ma'aril Diskin. Urim B'Tumim is not Mizbatel because that's clear Nevuah. So now, B'Kiddush, that we said to Moshe B'Nevuah, V'chein Tassel Adoros, this Kiddush is not Sam Nevuah. It has to be B'Get Nevuah Moshe, which is B'As B'Klari HaMe'ilo HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Gamre. And this can only be through the Urim B'Tumim. Shem Ashrim HaNevuah Shayidei Zeh Nevuah Oto Kiyum Shel Asi Al Pi Nevuah Moshe V'Chein Tassu L'Doros. That is the only way you can have something that's going to be totally clear is through the Urim B'Tumim. Now that here you have Nevuah Moshe to be Mekadosh the Mekadosh the Azara, but you need this Ladoris, and Ladoris is the only thing equal to Nevuah Moshe is Urim B'Tumim, because Urim B'Tumim is clarity. Hashem came, other Nevuahs besides Moshe is not such clarity. So since you need the clarity of Moshe, it has to be Urim B'Tumim. So you can learn Urim B'Tumim Ladoris. That the din Urim Tumim is like the din of a Navi. That through the Urim Tumim, the Nevuah is like Nevuah's Moshe that requires Kiddush Hazara. In other words, the Urim Tumim clarifies the Urim Tumim is like the Ishul. It gives the clarification of the other three things of the Nevuah, and that's in Kiddush is not done with the Urim Tumim. The Kiddush is done with the Nevuah and with the Melech and the Sanhedrin. And the Urim Tumim gives the clarity that that's what you're supposed to do. And that's Kedin of West Moshe. That's required for Kiddush Hazara. וזה מבואר בלשון הרמב״ם בכל בית הבחירה שהוא כתב דין אורים ותומים ומה שכתב שם על פי נובי הרמב״ם כותב אין מוסיף נעריב על אור הזו זה על פי מלך ועל פי נובי הוא אורים ותומים זה סי די אורים ותומים זה לא יתת נובי קלריפה את הנבואה נעשתי אפוסף from נבואה סמושה Because the Nevuah's Moshe has the status of Urim Tumim, that it's Meir Dvarav, Mutam Dvarav, that it's clear it's Emes. And now we understand the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi says we have Reroas Novi. That's Reroah Min HaShamayim, I'm Chayevet. So what do you need Reroah of Urim Tumim? So on that, the Yerushalmi answer is no. You need Urim Tumim. He says, if you have a Navi, what do you need the Urim and Tumim for? The answer is you need the Urim and Tumim for the sake of the Navi. Because Urim and Tumim is not a Din Asmi, it's a Din of the Navi. And therefore you need Urim and Tumim, you know you already have a Navi. V'ikar ha-dvarim kvar mvuar meshechoch mevareish parashas Tumim. And he writes this in Inyan Nifla. So the Yisod HaDvarim is, now we understand Shalom Yerushalmi, that, he says, well, if you have Navi, you need Urim Tumim. The answer is, you need Urim Tumim, meaning you need Urim Tumim for the sake of the Nevuah. And that's the same as the Rambam. The Rambam says, Alpi Navi, Urim Tumim. The Urim Tumim is there to clarify the Nevuah. So again, the Kiddush is done, Alpi, Melech Navi, Alpi Sanhedrin. And the Urim Tumim is to make sure that it's clear that that's what you have to do. It gives the Haradah that that's what you have to do. And then it's actually done. What's Mechayev, the Kiddush, is the Melech Navi Urim Tumim. The Urim Tumim has that divine clarity. That's what you're supposed to do. You're supposed to sanctify the Azor. Toi Mer Rabbeisai. Anachnu lo b'chatsi aderech lo b'reba aderech. Yitzan lo d'arbe arbe ma l'etkanem. Aval anachnu ha'klar shalanu tefasnu lo tefasnu. Ni mekafe shekadosh baruch hu. ייתן לנו את הכוח ואת המוח ואת שמחת החיים שנוכל לזכות להמשיך. And I thank you so much for listening. It's ממש גבלדיק. We don't be so godly מאוד in the Urim Tumim. And with Hashem, we will continue. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom.